Rod, are you there?
I'm here, Miss Lois. How are you?
I am just fine. I'd like the listeners to meet Rod de Grutolo. I always trip my tongue on that name, Rod. But,
well, a lot of people do, yeah.
A lot of people do. I'm not the only
yeah.
one. Rod wrote a tale that's called Pappy and the Band Leader. It was just one of these feel-good stories from beginning to end. So I'm going to, for the listeners, I'd like you to explain what motivated you to write this tale, because I well know just from reading it what motivated you, but why don't you tell the listeners about it?
Well, my grandfather was a great influence in my life. We were very close. We'd been close because when I was born, it was World War II, and my father was overseas, and my mother, we went to live with my grandfather for a couple of years. So I was, you know, as an infant, he was what I looked up, and I hadn't even seen my father until I was over 2 years old. But that was a big thing for him, and he really, you know, got close to me. Well, then after my dad came back, we only lived down the street, just a few hundred yards away from him. And I grew up around him, and he was always, he was my pappy. He was my my influence. He was a big figure in my life. My dad was young and working hard and that sort of thing. So having a grandfather around like that was really a lot of fun. He taught me to fish, and he took me hunting out in the woods, and we did a lot of things together. And that's why I really wanted to, you know, I was very close to him, and I wanted to tell a tale about my grandfather. And I'm really pleased, and it's one of my greatest accomplishments right now, and it's really an honor for me. My grandchildren and great-grandchildren call me Pappy.
Uh-huh.
And that, to me, is really something special. So
anyway,
I have some
right.
really great feeling. Yes, it's a complete circle. I think the Lion King people, I think it's the circle of life or something
life,
like that.
Right.
But, you know, I really, that's part of it. But, you know, it's just, he's been a great influence in my life, and I wanted to tell this story. So I did.
Well, Rod, as I read the story, I mean, your love for this man just comes through. I didn't realize that part about him being your surrogate father for while your dad was at war. Nor did I realize that he lived so close to you. I thought this story happened as a result of a visit that he paid to your family. So now I understand another piece of it that I didn't know from before. But the one thing that certainly comes through loud and clear is your love for him, and that just the devotion that family members can have for one another. It's a real feel-good story.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. I hope anybody who reads it enjoys it, and I hope they can get something out of it.
And I hope that many, many people can identify with that kind of family, because not everyone is as fortunate.
Yeah, I am very fortunate in that I've had a very close family, and even now with my my boys and my grandsons and my great-grandsons. I really have had a close relationship. And I know you know about the two little great-grandsons.
Yes,
that,
I do. Yes, I do.
We've got here.
Shared that.
It's
mm-hmm.
really wonderful. So that it's really something that it makes me feel good. And if I can share a little bit of that, then that's what I really
right.
wanted to get across.
And make other people feel good, too, right?
Yes.
Rod, do you think there's any message that you wanted to get across as far as family relationships?
Well, yeah. Well, as a writer, I wanted to, you know, tell my story. But I want my readers to know that even the smallest little thing that you can do you know, if you're close in your family, even the smallest little thing that you do will sometimes stay with someone that you love and that loves you forever. And it doesn't have to be anything big and expensive and extravagant. It can just be a simple gesture or a simple thing that you do can really be important to them in their lives and to you in your life.
And look at how this has stayed with you since you were a child, since your childhood. And
about 65 years.
And still to this day gives you just a feeling of warmth and love and all the things that you, good things that you hope happen in a family. So it's a wonderful story from that point of view. Rod, were you surprised to learn that your tail was a winner?
I was surprised. I was elated, but I was quite a bit surprised because I knew my story was good, and I felt that I'd done a good job of presenting it. Mm-hmm. But when you're entered in a contest with the writers that have the talent that these authors have shown, it's an honor to be chosen as a winner. So I was really, taken aback by the fact that I won.
Well, I'm glad you felt I felt good about it. For the listeners, maybe you'd like to explain just a little bit about the way the judging worked, because I had nothing to do with the judging, and I think people should know that. I did know Rod from previously, because when I come down to Florida in the winter, I join this wonderful, wonderful group, and he leads the group, and it's always a joy to come back and get hugs and kisses from them and participate in their activities. But I had absolutely nothing to do with the judging. So would you like to explain that a little bit?
Well, yes. The judges were other authors that were entered in the contest. Each of the people that entered the contest had the opportunity to read, critique, and judge other stories. And that was a round-robin type thing, so that you got to do like three different stories, I believe, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
And when you judge those and you gave them a point rating or a rating, and I was fortunate enough that I judged this, not in our own category, it was in a different category that you judged the stories, and I judged three very fine stories, and I was very pleased to do that. I really enjoyed that part of it, and this is a contest where your peers choose you as the winner, not just one judge or a panel of judges that make a decision.
You know, it's interesting. When I posted this on LinkedIn last year, you know that last year was the first year I ever tried this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did post it on LinkedIn, and I got some surprising reactions. Like one man wrote, "And you're even having your authors edit other people's work." Well, they weren't really editing. They were just
critiquing,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he thought it was terrible, and I had to go into a long explanation of why this was important to me, because I thought it was something that would be helpful to authors. So it's really, to me, I conceived this as more than just a contest. It was a real authors helping authors project.
Yes, and that is the group down here that that you visit. That is what our motto is, authors helping authors. Mm-hmm. And we do that each and every week, each and every meeting that we have. We critique each other's work. We make suggestions. And again, we are the author of the story, and it is our choice as to whether to take those suggestions or not. This is not you have to do it. This is strictly a critique. And it's not a criticism. It is a critique.
Absolutely. When I was, you know, I was a teacher of children who had literacy problems, and so we would do a lot of writing, and that would be one thing that I would always say, you own this. This belongs to you. And I would say whenever you're critiquing somebody else's work, always start with something. There's always something good you can say. So start with something good, positive, and then make suggestions. But remember, you own it. You don't have to accept the suggestion. Just listen and see if it makes sense to you. So we did this on an adult level. And I think everybody took it seriously, and I was so pleased with the way it came out. And by the way, you should know this, that for the winners, there was such consistency. Everybody scored the ones that turned out to be the winners in that high range. There was no inconsistency there. So I think that they were very valid types of judging. So before we end, Rod, is there anything else you want to share?
Well, I look forward to another round of Tales to Inspire. Even if I don't have, I do not have a story that is of a quality that I would like to submit, I look forward to reading these submissions. I look forward to the new contest.
Well, maybe you'll cook one up before long. It doesn't open again until later in September. So
right, and it's not a matter of cooking it up. It's a matter of actually refining a memory or something like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Whether or not I am have the opportunity to participate again, I am honored to have been a winner in the initial contest, and I look forward to reading some of the really, really great stories. And I look forward to seeing you again this fall.
I do too, Rod. Don't worry, you'll see me.
Well, great.
Thank you so much for your time, and hopefully within the week, your interview will be up on the website.
Well, Lois, thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks again. Take care now and say hi to the group.
I will, definitely.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.